and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light.
The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.
To him was life, and that life was the light of men.
Thank you.
God, you make this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The first lesson is from Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and above all the beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. And you shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. from Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 through 18. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gates of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Rejoice, Emmanuel. 14, and chapter 9, verses 2 and 6 through 7. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. in St. Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you. in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in a swaddling cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherd told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Christmas tree. Perry Como is singing in the background. Como, cocoa, cookies, and kids. A Christmas right out of Norman Rockwell. Very nice. But tonight I want to tell you about something even better than that. What it really means to be home for the holidays. Really home. Home to your true home. for the holidays, the holy days, and beyond. It's all wrapped up in the Christmas gospel you just heard, where your home is. And the answer is, where Christ is. To be where Christ is, that is really what it means to be home for the holidays. Home for the holidays. We all love it. And we should. It's wonderful. But let's go back to that cozy scene in the living room for just a moment. Underneath the cheerful surface, maybe not everything is all that cozy. Your sister and brother-in-law have been fighting for months and their marriage is in trouble. Their son is doing drugs. Their daughter is anorexic. Your own kids have behaved less than desirably of late, and you and your spouse have drifted further and further apart. Grandma hasn't been diagnosed yet, but by this time next year, she won't be around anymore. All those Christmas presents you bought, the credit card bill comes in the bill in the mail soon, and you won't have the money to pay for it all. To top it all off, next week the doctor tells you that you have diabetes. Happy holidays. But even more than that, dear friends, there's the sin and the guilt rolling around in the back of your head, squeezing in between the presents and the music. The thoughts you shouldn't have. You're a Christian, after all. The words you regret. The difference between what you should have said and what actually came out of your mouth. What a mess you've made of things. And where is God in all of this? You haven't been feeling too close to God lately. Your prayer life could use a lot of work. You feel like you're just going through the motions in your life, and even when you come to church. So you ask, what does God think of me? And what kind of Christian have I been? The old conscience is still active amid the cookies and the cocoa. But this is precisely why Christ came at Christmas. To bring you back home to God. Back home to your true home. This is why Christmas is a holiday, a holy day. A day set apart to belong to God. Because Christ is here. And where Christ is, that is a holy place and a holy time. It never makes much sense to me when atheists want to say or promote saying happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas, because what we're really saying is happy holy days. And there's no holy day unless that day is with Christ. Home for the holidays. That is why Joseph and Mary ended up in Bethlehem, you know. They had to go to their ancestral home, traveling from Nazareth up north and going to the little town of Bethlehem, the city of David, as it was called. Joseph was one of the many multi-generational descendants of the great king David, even though the active royal rule of the Davidic line had stopped long ago. But being of the line of David, Bethlehem was the destination. It was home. Except it wasn't exactly a holiday for which they traveled home to Bethlehem. It was a government registration, a census, for taxing purposes. God had arranged for the mighty Roman emperor to issue a decree just to get this little, seemingly insignificant family into the right town, Bethlehem, for a baby to be born. This is to fulfill prophecy, for God is faithful to his promises. And a strange home it would be for this particular baby. Well, the Bethlehem location was just right. It's where it needed to happen. That's where the great Messiah king ought to be born, in the city of the greatest king of Israel. It's where the prophecies call for him to be born. But the circumstances? hardly fitting for such a royal divine birth. A stable, a manger, out back. No room in the Holiday Inn. The Lord of all the earth, born in such humble circumstances, in such mean estate, as the great carol puts it. Poor, lowly, far beneath his station. For this is God's own Son lying in that feeding trough for animals. Christ left his home in heaven, his royal throne, where he is worshipped and adored, where he has all the perks that the Son of the Father should have, where he rules and is worshipped all the time. He left that glory, that splendor, to come and make his home among us. Among us less than perfect people. Well, let's face it, among us sinners. The people who can put on a cheery front at a party, who can come off as though we're the most joyous people in the world when we're around others, but underneath, in reality, are filled with loneliness and regret and guilt. And while we're sitting in the living room with our families, creating more nostalgic memories to cherish for years to come, death is always lurking around the corner. This is why Christ came. And this is why Christmas is a holy day. The baby born in Bethlehem came on a heavenly mission. To save us sinners from ourselves, to redeem us from our sins, to set us free from the fear of death and condemnation. Fear not, the angel cries, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. That's who's arrived in Bethlehem. This baby Jesus, wrapped in swaddling cloths, like the present, the greatest Christmas present that ever was, and lying not only in a manger, a feeding trough, but also lying under a tree to be our present, under the tree of the cross, the tree that is waiting for him. To the cross, the grown-up Christ would go. The sinless one dying there for sinners the likes of you and me. And your sister and brother-in-law and their kids. And your children. And you and your spouse. And your grandma. For a whole world of sinners. Full of guilt and hurts and great need. We needed to find our way back home. Back home to God. And we couldn't get there. We couldn't find that way. So Christ, the Son of God, the Word made flesh, came to get that job done for us. And get it done, he did. Your sins all paid for. The great credit card bill in the sky tore up, paid in full. Christ's holy blood covers it all, wipes the slate clean. The living room now really becomes a living room. People joined to Christ by faith and by baptism to his resurrection from the dead and to newness of life. Even now, already. We living room people who have been baptized into the babe born in Bethlehem will live forever, together with God and all the saints and angels at home in his forever family. So it is that this living room, which happens to reveal itself to us in this world, in this veil of tears, only in the church, is also God's family. This is where his family hangs out and gets together. This is your real home, dear friends in Christ. This is where God gathers you to be with your family, that you can have that not just that you can have not just that nostalgic sense of tradition and memories and family, but so that you can be united into a communion that will never end. And even if you've been away for a while, that's okay. This is still your home. Welcome back. Welcome home. Because no matter how far you stray away, no matter how long you stay away, your Lord and Savior and His church are always here to welcome you home. This is home. Because this is where Christ is. The crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ is here among us, present with us, giving out His Christmas presents of forgiveness, life, and salvation to you. The tag has your name on it, for you are His children, adopted into His divine family, marked with His divine name. His presents are for you. Go ahead. Rush to the tree of the cross. Rush to where He is, to the altar, and open those presents up. There's so many presents for you that He delivers to you out of His love, grace, and mercy under the tree of the cross. Holy baptism, holy absolution, holy preaching, holy Eucharist, holy benediction, and blessing. His gifts to you abound. They never run out. They never get old. They never have to be returned or replaced. He gives them to you here in His home and your home. Open them up, receive them, and rejoice. Home for the holidays. These are holy days, dear friends. Christmas Eve tonight, Christmas Day tomorrow. Jesus here for you as gift both times. In fact, every time we have service here in His name, this is your home, dear Christian. So make yourself at home during this holiday season and beyond. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. Thank God that He has brought you here to your true home. But there's more. There's always more with God. For your Lord Jesus, your Lord and Savior, your gift, your blessing, your baby, born of Mary, whose nativity we celebrate during these most holy days, will return in great glory on the last day to lead you to your eternal home, which will be like your home here, only way better. For here, even here in your true home, the church, you are still harassed by sin and pain and sorrow and death, and it's always lurking after you. But when Jesus returns to take us home to our eternal home, all that will be gone forever. No more bad thoughts or broken relationships. No more sin or death or disease to disturb the scene sitting around the fireplace with the family. Only life all around. Only peace. Only comfort, only bliss, only love. Love for God and love for one another. And this is where it starts. Here in the family room, the living room, the church. There's no place on earth like it, dear friends in Christ. No place on earth like your true home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you. From them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Come.
chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Proclaim us.
Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please stand. Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Glory to God in the highest.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere.
Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.